Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located right on the southwest side of Columbus in Grove City, and this is Brother Slaybaugh. Good to see you on this Thursday morning. How was church last night? My, what a wonderful midweek service we had here. Just a wonderful time, always on Wednesday night. And last night was no exception. Just a wonderful crowd and a wonderful study of God's Word and fellowship with God's people. And it was a delightful time together. Hope it was where you were, that you were in your place and you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And that God met you and spoke to your heart last night. Gave you just what you needed right in the middle of the week to keep on going for Him throughout this week. Now, if you're by close by, I want to share something with you, and it's from Proverbs 24. Proverbs chapter 24. The Bible says in verse number 15, "Lay not wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Spoil not his resting place. For a just man falleth seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief." I want to talk to you for just a few minutes today about get up. Get up. You know, seven is God's number of perfection. It's used over 700 times in the Bible. 7 days in a week. Seven notes on a musical scale. Seven clean beasts went into the ark. The floods came after they were 7 days, or the floods came 7 days after they were in the ark. The Day of Atonement, the high priest sprinkled the blood seven times on the mercy seat. There are seven feast days held by the Jews unto the Lord. There are seven churches. There are seven seals. There are seven trumpets. There are seven vials. There are seven dooms. There are seven new things. There are seven bones in your neck. There are seven bones in your face. There are seven bones in your ankle. There are seven holes in your head. There are 7 days in a week. And then we start over again. Seven notes on the scale, and then you repeat and start over again. There's 7 years of seven Sabbaths, and then the 50th is the year of Jubilee. It's a new start. It's a new beginning. Now, it's interesting here in Proverbs 24 and verse 16. The Bible says, "A just man falleth seven times and yet rises up again." Now, let me give you several statements. Number one, a just man is a saved man. A just man is a saved man. Job would ask the question, how can man born of woman be justified with God? Well, Paul would answer that over in Romans chapter 3 when he said, being justified freely by his grace. We're only made just, we're only made right in the sight of God by faith in Jesus Christ. You're not right with God if you're not right with his Son. If you don't believe, if you can't say, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Jesus. No, Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me. And I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And when you trust Jesus, my friend, he makes you right. You don't get straightened out to come to Jesus. You come to Jesus and he straightens you out. Let me give you statement number two. A just man falleth seven times. It doesn't say he might fall. It doesn't say he may fall. It doesn't say he could fall. It says he falleth seven times. So you're going to stumble. You're going to trip. When the Bible says all have sinned, that means all of us have sinned and all of us will sin. 1 John tells us if any of us say we have no sin, we lie. And we don't tell the truth. And God is not, the truth is not in us. That's Jesus is not in us. No, we'll fall. And my friend, I wish I wouldn't. I wish I wouldn't fall. I wish I wouldn't sin. But the truth is, we will. So what happens? Number three, a just man rises up again. He falls, but he gets back up. As opposed to the wicked who falls into mischief and doesn't rise up again. No, when the just man falls, you're going to rise up again. You're going to get up. You're going to get up. When you're going to get up, when you fall down, you'll get back up. Now, I want to give you some four thoughts that you have to get up from, okay? I'm talking about get up. I'm talking about get out of bed, but just get up after you fall. You mess up, okay? Everybody messes up. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to say, God only has crooked sticks to use. And that's you and me, my friend. So let's first of all get up from sin. you go into sin, you fall into sin, you make a transgression, you violate the law of God, you confess the sin. The Bible says if we confess our sin, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, how wonderful it is to be forgiven. What joy and what happiness. Oh, when you prayed and asked Christ to save you and forgive you of your sin, my friend, you're not going to hell. You're never going to go to hell and pay for your sin. I'm saved from the awful gulf of sin. Now, I don't want to sin. That's the difference. A Christian who knows the Lord and wants to follow the Lord, it's not that you don't sin, but you don't want to sin. And I wish I never would. But when it happens, maybe a curse word comes out from the past. What do? Confess it and get back up. You get frustrated and you go back to the cigarette and you light one up. What do? Throw it away, confess it, and get back up. Maybe you got angry, you got upset, and you went out and grabbed a bottle of liquor and you drank it. Listen, what do? Throw it out, confess it, and get up. You were tempted and you clicked on that site and you shouldn't have clicked on that site and you lusted after those women and you looked at things you shouldn't look at. What do? Confess it, forsake it, and get back up. Maybe you lost your temper. You said some things you regret saying. What do? Confess it. Make it right with the person you said it to. Ask forgiveness. And then get back up. Moses became a great leader in Israel because he got up. David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, because he got back up. Peter preached Pentecost, 3,000 saved, because he got back up after denying Christ. Don't get discouraged. Don't get despondent. Don't just lay down. Get up. Well, I feel bad. Well, then feel bad and get up. Well, I don't think I'm worthy. Then don't think you're worthy, but get up. Listen, Jesus said, let him that was without sin cast the first stone. We all have sinned and we all do sin. So get up from sin. God has made a way by confession and forgiveness that he'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So get up from sin. But secondly, get up from failure. Get up from failure. The reason you go down is so you can go up. Someone said, if at first you don't succeed, you're running about average. You understand Babe Ruth, he had 714 home runs, but he had 1,330 strikeouts. He struck out twice as many times as he hit home runs. So you failed. Well, get up. So you didn't do very well. Get up. So you didn't get the job done. Get up. So you didn't pass the test. Get up. Edison did 1,000 experiments before he discovered the light bulb. You know what he said? Success is just failure with a fresh coat of paint. Success is going from one failure to another without losing your enthusiasm. Get up from failure, okay? Everybody fails. Everybody comes short. Just go ahead and get up and go at it again. Get up from sin. Get up from failure. Get up from heartache. Get up from heartache. Back in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse number 12, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it's a tree of life. Heartache, sorrows, hurts, emotional blows. Oh, my friend, I've been pastoring now. This is my 41st year in the ministry. There have been some blows. There have been some emotional hurts. What do, preacher? I get back up. You hurt and you get up. You have a heartache. You have a heartache of people who said things that weren't true or people who attacked you and you were just trying to help. But get back up. Get back up. Maybe you thought your marriage, something happened to your marriage didn't work out and you thought he or she was the right one and then divorce came and it's a heartache and you lay at night on your pillow and you weep and the tears come down. What do? You get up is what you do. You get up, you rise up. Child who's grown and turns away from God, not serving him, he's a prodigal. What do? How do you face everybody? You get up, you rise up, you serve God, you help some other children turn out for God. I'm talking about the heartache of a broken home. I'm talking about the heartache of a wayward child. I'm talking about the heartache of having lost relatives or lost children. The heartache of a death of a loved one who's dear to you. Don't stay down, my friend. Don't stay discouraged. Don't lay down and give up. No, get up. Get up from heartache. Get up from failure. Get up from sin. And then let me say this. Let's get up from reversals. From reversals. I'm talking about when things don't go as you thought they'd go. When things don't go as you planned them to go. How about Mary and Joseph? Oh, I'm sure they were planning a wedding. I'm sure Joseph was building onto his father's house, as many Jewish men would do in that day, waiting and preparing a place for he and his bride, but that's not going to go as planned now. But they didn't. I mean, things didn't go like they thought they went. They went backwards. They went opposite of how they planned it. Things didn't go up. They went down. I remember, there's so many times in the 40 years of pastoring you've had reversals where things didn't go as I thought they would go. I remember purchasing some land and a building, had a modular building on it, and ended up $1,500 more a month than what they said it was going to be. And then I had 43 people walk out, and I didn't know what to do. God help us, this is a reversal. You know what happened? He opened up 11 acres in a building, and we ended up going there and going forward for God. Oh, I'm telling you, God turns it around. Why? We have to get back up. God will turn those reversals around. As they said of Joseph, well, you meant it for evil, but Joseph, but God meant it for good. Get up from reversal. Get up from reversal. God uses getter uppers. God uses getter uppers. If you're down, rise up again. If you're under the circumstances, rise up again. If you lost your vision, then rise up again. If you're apathetic, rise up again. A just man falleth 7 times, yet rises up again. It's not fatal to fail. It's not fatal to fall. It is fatal to fall and not get back up. It is fatal to fail and not get back up. I'm talking to Christians today. You're discouraged. I would say to you, get up. I'm talking about a Christian. You fell into sin. I'm telling you today, get up. You have Christians today who have failed. I'm telling you, get up. I'm talking about Christians who have heartaches and your disappointments and reversals. Hey, get up. Get up. Fight the good fight of faith. Go forward for God. There's no armor for the backside of a Christian. You may be knocked down, but you're not knocked out, my friend. So a just man falleth 7 times, rise up again. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. And I can't do that if I don't get up. Get up. Get up. A just man falleth 7 times and rises up again. I hope that'll be an encouragement to you today to keep on keeping on for God. Just rise up and continue to serve the Lord Jesus. Well, let me remind you that you can get these radio broadcasts as a podcast on iTunes and iHeartRadio. If you go there and click on podcast and then Bible Baptist Church or Words to Encourage, it should come up. And then just subscribe there, would you? And that way it'll send you a notice when a new program's up if you don't happen to hear us over the airwaves. You can also pick them up from our website at bbcgrovecity.org. That's our church website. You can sign up for our daily encouragement email, which is just some scripture and a song and a short thought that we share. It comes to your inbox every morning, and we'd be happy to have you sign up and send that to you on our email list. You can also pick up church services there with the click on the YouTube page. We have a YouTube page. We have a Facebook page as well, where you can keep up to current events going on here at the church. All right. Well, I hope you have a great Thursday, everybody. I'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio. The joy of serving Jesus.
Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.